In just half an hour's time, Pope Benedict XVI will embark on an apostolic trip to Turkey. Philippa Hitchin is there on the ground in Turkey awaiting the Pope's arrival. She gave us some background to this historic visit.
Istanbul is a unique city, located literally at the crossroads between Europe and Asia. In the geographical sense, to begin with, it boasts several huge bridges across the Bosphorus linking the two continents. In a political sense as well, Turkey as a whole, and the ancient city of Constantinople in particular, is a meeting point between East and West. A secular state looking towards Greece and the rest of Europe to the west, yet sharing borders with Syria, Iraq, and Iran to the east. Today, the Christian communities form a very tiny minority of the mainly Muslim population. But despite long-standing juridical problems, they have always been respected and allowed full freedom to worship. Since Archbishop Angelo Roncalli, the future Pope John XXIII, was apostolic delegate in Istanbul from 1935 to 1944, Catholics here have enjoyed a special relationship with Rome, reinforced by the visits of first Pope Paul VI in 1967 and then Pope John Paul II in 1979. Now Pope Benedict XVI comes here to confirm and strengthen the few thousand Catholics, priests, religious and lay people in their mission. But he also comes to Istanbul for an important meeting with the leader of the Orthodox world, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I, underlining a common quest for renewed Christian unity between East and West. He's due to meet with the different Orthodox and Catholic leaders, as well as with Turkey's top Jewish rabbi, and pay an initially unscheduled visit to the so-called Blue Mosque as a sign of respect to the local Muslim population. Awaiting the Pope in Istanbul, I'm Philippa Hitchin.
As Philippa says, today's first stop for Pope Benedict is the city of Ankara. Before departing for Turkey, she spoke with Istanbul-born Mustafa Çınap Aydın, a specialist in relations between the secular Turkey and the minority Christian community there, who is studying at Rome's Pontifical Gregorian University. He highlighted the importance of the Pope's visit to Ankara, its Atatürk Mausoleum, and the Golden Book that he's due to sign there.
The mausoleum was built in the 50s. But Atatürk died in 1938. It took some 15 years that the government, just look at a place and then decided to build a mausoleum, which seems much more like a Greek temple. And there is always this golden book. This is a very important part of the mausoleum, just because the head of the states who are supposed to come to Turkey as official visitors, firstly, directly go to visit the mausoleum, and then they write some opinions, reflections, and what they feel in front of Atatürk. And it is a very important part of the official visits, just because, all these parts of the Golden Book can be read also in the newspapers, and then they put it into web pages. You can just also read. This will be also Pope Benedict's first message to the Turkish public through the most beloved of the Turkish people.
So you're saying there will be quite a lot of interest probably in the media maybe?
Yeah, of course. Just because John Paul II's message has been also considered as an interesting message. And now Pope Benedict XVI, I'm sure that also Turkish people are looking forward to hearing his messages in Turkey. Just because, it's, I think, a very historical moment.
While the secular media may be focusing on the political implications of this visit, one of the principal goals of the Pope's pastoral trip to Turkey is to focus on the need for a renewed Christian unity between the East and the West. In Istanbul, he'll be welcomed by the Ecumenical Patriarch, Bartholomew I. Philippa Hitchin discussed this point with the spokesperson for the Patriarch, Archbishop Demetris, Primate of the Greek Orthodox Church of America.
The Christian communities here in Turkey, of course, form a very tiny minority of the population, don't they? What would you say they are expecting from this visit of the Pope's?
I would say one is to show that they are good, genuine, honest Christians. They don't take anything that, in spite of the difficulties they face, they are kind, they are tolerant, and they are ready to just cooperate in everything good thing. That's one aspect. The other aspect is that they expect that the presence of a very strong international personality like Pope Benedict XVI will be a factor in improving the conditions of religious freedom and possibilities that as religious communities expect to develop more and more. So that's why this visit takes really a very important significance.